in the air went out. And every shadow filled up with doubt. I don't know who you think you are, but before the night is through, I wanna do bad things with you.
Or just you hear guys talk shit like, you know, guy, don't try it. You're not gangster. Like, you've never been in a fight in your life. It doesn't turn me on. Like, just shut up when you come to set. Like, pull your dick out, stay hard, pop when you gotta pop. Be done.
I love your attitude.
It's more so the new guys. When they come in, they want to just chit chat. No, I mean, I want to get to know you a little bit. Like, just shut up. It's 8 in the morning.
Did you hit the record button, Smokey?
Record button is in full effect.
Okay, so we're in our fucking pajamas. This is awesome.
This is a
we need to do
topless,
this more often.
As close to a topless podcast as this can get.
Yeah, well, no, 10,000. You said 10,000. It could happen. So yeah, she's been really, really sweet so far, actually. And she's been a very gracious tweeter.
Yes.
Very gracious tweeter, which not all people are. Some people are stingy with the tweets.
It's true.
And she is not.
The people that should not be.
That's what's very interesting that I've noticed so far, is that the people that should not be stingy with the tweets
Yeesh.
Are the stingy fuckers.
You are correct.
Let's see if she picks up.
Hello?
Hey!
Lord have mercy.
I'm trying to figure out if the MILF title is only given to people with actual children or just people that are over a certain age.
They do
age.
Background checks on MILF. Did you actually have a baby?
You know.
Whoa.
Yes. Did you guys feel that?
Yeah. That was strange. Oh, by the way, we're wearing pajamas because we wanted to kind of be a little bit more intimate tonight with our guests.
Actually, that's not good. Why, Kendra, that's not why at all. It's because I couldn't find anything to wear. And I texted him.
I said, well, we'll just wear our robes.
And I was like, awesome. So now I don't have to worry about it.
So I'm wearing my grandfather's smoking jacket.
Wait, that better? That better?
Right there, perfect.
So perfect.
Okay,
that's checking. Like, that's the most perfect you've been framed.
Okay.
All right,
perfect.
Kendra Lutz. You didn't get into porn until a little bit later in your life, right? You worked as a nurse and...
Were you just like, I'm over the bullshit and all these shifts?
Right? I'm working all these damn holidays. Damn, you think you're having technical difficulties? I can't even hold a damn thing.
Did you see the selfie holders in Vegas?
Oh my God, my nieces have one. They're
I almost
like,
bought
oh
one.
My gosh, they're like sticks. I'm
That's
like,
so
I want,
funny.
I need one.
I just felt like they would have won the war on me buying bullshit in Vegas if I had purchased that thing. You're so fucking normal. I'm just waiting for people to be like swinging from the rafters on like the Tommy Lee thing where he swings in on a vine in his own fucking living room. That is yet to happen with porn people.
Literally, I'm trying to figure this thing out. My arms get. I should buy that selfie stick just for
that. We will get a sponsor on here, and you could be the Kendra Lust model.
Yeah, the Kendra Lust.
Everybody's got a model of
my
something.
My bad ponytail.
Hey, you just came home from working out. You don't have to give an excuse to nobody.
I'm going to go in that other room, but I can't. Okay, so I'm going to get completely comfortable. I think.
Woman at home.
This is what my life looks like. If I'm working on the show or I want to have a conversation with Damien and I want to be able to talk about like guests or, you know, porn or
she
whatever.
She goes, hold on. Don't hang up. I'm like, who's hanging up all the time on you?
I'm trying to go for lighting.
I mean, you look.
I got a better idea. I can keep moving. I'm sorry. What is it?
Just while we're talking, this is how Jada Stevens, this whole interview was. We were walking around with her from like the ant's eye view.
Yeah.
And by the way, what are your thoughts on the free Jada Stevens thing? What's going on with Twitter? What's their deal? I don't really understand it. Erica actually sent me an email back and said it's because you can't have nudity on your avatar or your background.
That's what
thing.
She told me.
And I was like, well, what the hell did she do?
Defended before.
What do you think Twitter's going to do? Are they going to hold that against her for all times? Or what? What is the deal?
No, she'll be released. We're all released eventually.
I know.
Did they give you some kind of an idea? I mean,
I don't know. Honestly, I think I was suspended for. No, I wasn't suspended. Was I suspended? Yeah, I did get suspended at one point. because I had some nudity, but it was a while back and I don't know how long it was for.
People are like all up in arms about it, like Free Jada. Yeah. I just think it's
yeah, Free Jada. I know. So, I talked to her here and there.
What was filming with her like atmosphere on set when you're filming with Jada Stevens?
She wants to know if you get high with her. That's the real question.
No, I don't.
I didn't think
so. Okay, so three times in my life, that's the amount of times I smoke marijuana. I get the whole marijuana. I still call it marijuana. Like, I can tell you, kind of dorky. But I love Jada. She was chill. She was awesome. So I loved working with her.
Had you worked with her before?
We have, like, hung around and stuff. Exotica convention.
Like, how does this whole thing evolve that, you know, that Archangel decides they're going to do this, you know, showcase on you and that tour's, like, how does that all happen?
They had asked me if I had wanted to shoot. I wasn't quite ready to do anal, but they had wanted to shoot me. They had originally asked me if I had wanted to be one of their contract girls. I don't know how to say, tactfully declined, only because right. I was unsure. They're a newer company and they're absolutely great. I love them.
Right.
But it was just so new and I didn't know if it would negatively impact my brand. So I thought it would be a good idea for me just to kind of wait it out and see what some of the other girls did and just kind of shoot for them, because I kind of like not having somebody tell me what to do.
Well, for like and Ash, you know, Ash Hollywood, we talked with her about this.
Like, name drop.
A month or two ago, I asked her, I said, why do you choose to be a free agent versus being a contract girl? And she's like, I have more control over my career and, you know, I have more flexibility and I have more options. And it's just interesting.
Yeah. Some girls, like for them, mm-hmm. it completely worked, you know, because maybe they want to limit their shooting. They're going back to school or need a break, you know, it does build up a demand. It seemed like it was going to be beneficial for me and my situation.
What are your thoughts on this phenomenon, the Freaky Crew?
I love Archangel. I love, love, love the owner. He is great. His name's Gabriel Guzman, and he's just a very low-key, very easy to work with. It's just a good company. They really cater to the girls. You know, not that I need to be catered to, because I'm pretty, like, chill. They give you, like, the makeup artist that you want. You know,
They're just doing it right.
Yeah. Well, he said that they ask the girls who they want to work with because they want that connection and that chemistry to be real versus just saying this is who you're going to have. And I think that's the difference between really good porn and just okay porn.
Specifically, my MF, however we want to say, I'll call out as real. That I want people that I know already are going to have that chemistry. I'm looking for that. That's the je ne sais quoi. And I always remember this one scene because, you know, porn, you watch a lot of porn, you can be like, that one time they were in the Mario Brothers outfits or whatever with Brooklyn Chase. Right. One particular scene with Rebecca Linares and Eric Everhard.
Ooh, yeah.
And they were just going at it
like the third time he's referenced.
Well, it's just fucking. That's what I'm talking about. Like, that's the real shit. I don't know if you watched Breaking Bad, but Aaron Paul, the actor, has a app called Yo Bitch. YB. She'll play her favorite, then I'll play my favorite, and then we'll see which one you like the best.
Here come.
You're like, how fast can I?
And you know which one it is. I can't find it. Hold on.
No, this is mine.
Konnichiwa, bitch.
Wait, I know what she's gonna do.
I can't find the one that I want. For some reason, it's not on here, but this one's also very good.
All the times when you want it, you can't get it.
Shit. Do the Shatner ho ho ho.
Oh my god. Oh.
Ho ho ho.
Bitch. Download the app. It's free. And then whoever is in our little circle, we can add each other and fuck with each other all day long.
Just be like in the car driving them to wherever they need to go. And all of a sudden my phone will yell like, you know, konnichiwa, bitch. And my kids are
That's like, mom,
is that the B word? I'm like, no, I don't know what you're talking about.
The thing is, you leave your volume on. I never leave my volume on.
I know. It's always
in my pocket giving my leg cancer.
And you know what? Kendra's going to understand this too.
I've done a few texts with some people and they said on set. And I was like, okay, got it. But I was like, what are you like? Are you jerking it while you're working over there? Or like they're really checking their phone. They're like, yeah, I'm going to see what's going on. Got a couple minutes here. This guy's got to go and take a leak.
You get your makeup done, and then the next girl's got to get her makeup done. Or setting up lighting, so you're just checking your phone. I'll do a selfie. You know, I fucking...
So how long does... I'm just curious. How long does it take to film like a 30 or 40-minute scene?
It all depends on the director. If it's a feature, if it's a parody, if it's, you know...
Well, like for what you guys were doing for True Lust.
Days are long because, it just depends. Like anywhere from 8 to 10 hours.
Oh, wow.
So they're long days. But I mean, really, do I have something to bitch about? Like, what the fuck? I love my job. Like, it's awesome.
You must have a lot of time to just do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, I guess sometimes.
sometimes. Like, I've been asked, I generally choose to only work about 7 to 10 days a month.
That's amazing.
Which, if it's longer than a 7-day trip, I will bring family out with me or whatever.
Do you get some exotic places other than Miami and Vegas?
Go to New Zealand and some other place.
My girlfriend's from New Zealand.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out what she's saying.
What she's saying.
And I was talking to a particular porn star recently over this thing and telling them that I have a hard time sometimes understanding her. And she goes, well, does she speak, you know, English? And I said, well, yeah, they speak English in New Zealand. It's just the accent. Like, it's when different. She says, yeah, when you say no, she goes, Noah. I'm like, no, yeah. Like Noah?
Like
from The Walking Dead, Noah that just got fucking killed? Noah? That Noah?
Really, where do you live?
I live in Michigan.
Oh, so, shit.
I had no
idea. I'm all in the L.A. fucking dirt.
Yes. Are you from the Midwest originally?
Yep, same. I've lived in the same
now
house
I pick
for
up,
10
now
years.
I'm picking up on it as soon as you said that.
Yeah, you do. You have that.
A little bit?
Yeah, you still have your accent, for sure. My sister lives in Chicago, and, like, it's the A, you know, when she
yeah,
says
yeah, they
aunt.
Make fun of me a little bit sometimes.
I love it. I think it's so cute. It's,
yeah, listen,
no, I love it. And I'm from the South, and people say to me all the time that they say that I don't sound like I'm from the South, and that's because I don't want to sound like I'm from the South.
And twang, like the little draw. I love it, but...
You do? I automatically think people are just not very bright.
I knew you were going to say that.
I know, but it's my stupid... I know, it's my stupid American mind. You talk to somebody who has an accent from another country who probably speaks 3 languages, and I'm automatically, my dumb brain is like, you're not bright, but they are bright. They're probably brighter than me.
You hear guys talk shit like... You know, guy, don't try it. You're not gangster. Like, you've never been in a fight in your life. It doesn't turn me on. Like, just shut up when you come to set. Like, just do your fucking job. Like, that's it. Pull your dick out. Stay hard. Pop when you gotta pop. Be done. You know what I mean?
I love your attitude. I seriously do. I love it.
Be a bitch, but it's just like, you know what I mean? Unfortunately, most of it, a lot of times it's, you know, kind of about the girl. And I mean, you know, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I'm always trying to improve, and I'm always trying to learn from other people. But when you see these new, it's more so the new guys when they come in and they want to just chit chat. No, I mean, I want to get to know you a little bit, but not really like while I'm getting my makeup done or like, just shut up. It's 8 in the morning.
Porn stars need to give like tutorial videos on how they deal with body hair, because when you are watching porn and it's like so up close and there's no razor burn and there's no stubble, and you're like, oh my God, how do they fucking do that?
I think they can also, because editing, I think you can also get in there and maybe do some...
I think it's a skill. I'm telling you, I think it's a skill. Don't, I mean,
that's... when we're doing it, I don't think that they can really edit it out.
Yeah. No.
I mean, in pictures and stuff, but...
Yeah.
I know. It has to be a skill. And I think a lot of it is just, you know, people's... They're sometimes, like, just... It seems like certain people of different cultures, like, have no... Even their body, they don't have a lot of body hair. They don't...
Right.
I don't know. You know, I'm Italian and French Canadian, so I don't have that luxury. You know, more Italian.
I'm Jewish. Like, neither do I.
Bitch. No, right?
Yeah, that's... Oh, listen, I just think the other thing I thought about is that if you do porn, like the amount of maintenance that goes into that, I mean, always looking amazing, always being ready to go, you know, if somebody calls and has a job for you to be ready to go, that's a lot of fucking work.
Yeah, no, it is. And I got a little too comfortable at one point, and I thought, mama's packing on the LBSs, like, I need something. I was like, what the fuck? Like, who am I to think I can get comfortable? I got kind of really pissed at myself. So I'm stepping it up a little bit. But, I mean, I've never been.
You look amazing.
Thank you. But, I mean, you know, just a few pounds, sometimes you can really tell. And I'm just like, this is bullshit. Like,
well, but you look like you're pretty. I mean, are you very athletic? Do you do a lot of sports? And do you play sports?
I did in high school and a little bit in college, but I try to stay active. Just, I don't know.
You look like you could kick somebody's ass, actually.
You look like you could hurt somebody.
I was like, that looks like somebody that could do some damage.
Uh-huh.
With the right Krav Maga class or something.
And you're what? What did you say?
I'm so non-confrontational. Like, you know, my bark is bigger than my bite. Like, generally I'll think things, but I don't say them just because...
I don't have the energy to waste with, like, I'm just like, oh my God, I'm so tired. It's not even worth, you know, it's just not worth it. I think
that's
so, just,
but
you
that's
get older, a, you're just like,
but Kendra, yeah. That's just being enlightened. You're just like, that yeah. stuff's not important.
Is there any, you want to tell us any little tidbit, juicy tidbit about True Lust? Because I might
this
not.
This is like the secret, I, like the secret that have, Kendra told well, on the podcast that no one will know unless you watch
yes.
the clip.
Because I may not have time to watch the whole thing. I might have to yeah. narrow it down.
I think the scene with Prince and Jada was really, really hot. I just felt a lot of like a connection with Jada and passion, and
yeah.
it was just a steamy shower, even though both of us burned our foot in the scene. We're like, fuck. So it was kind of goofy, and we had a little fun, whatever,
right.
before. So it's just a really hot scene. And then Shawn Michaels and Prince, it was okay. him, those two and myself, was really fucking hot. I just kind of let loose.
Real quick, because we got Prince coming on next week. What do you like about sweet. Prince? What's the draw?
Prince is, he's probably in the top three as far as favorite performers, male performers. He's a man. I mean, he carries himself with class, but he can really lay down the pipe, and that's fucking hot. Like, it's awesome. So
I like the work boots. That's funny. It's like a really cool calling card. Dropping loads, not so much, but the but the boots. I like the boots. Right. Real quick, we forgot about yeah. this question, Les.
Oh, what's that?
Okay, so you and Nikki Benz both did the killing the fucking internet yeah. thing. Was it at right. the same time? Was
with
it just
Kim,
like
the Kim Kardashian picture?
I don't know. I don't think I want to say it because it doesn't matter. But I was asked by another company to do that as well.
Okay.
And then I filmed mine for Bang Bros, and then she filmed hers for Brazzers.
Okay.
So technically, I was kind of supposed to do both because Kieran reached out to me before.
Okay.
To do that. So. It was just not expected. It was just, it was kind of cool because
I don't want to, you know, nothing against Nikki Benz, but you have more facial features of the Kardashian face. So that's just how it is.
I just think she's stunning. And, you know, we're a little different, but we both got the big cheese. Yeah.
Well, it's like you guys just did like Us Magazine, like who wore it best? Who did it best? You got like a little thing there. So that's kind of cool.
50-50.
Thank you so much, Kendra,
for coming on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
I wish you so much luck in everything you
thank
do.
You.
You're awesome.
You too. Thanks for having me.
Have a great night. Bye,
see
Kendra.
Ya.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Radio After Dark. Check us out at JackieTees.com for irreverent t-shirts. Follow us on Twitter, _RadioAfterDark, and on Instagram, JackieTees, for the normal shit.
World's best t-shirts.
We'll see you next time.